Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Time to get things going here on Ruskin and Sack. It's a fun day in American history. You were pointing this out earlier, Zachary Arnes. DQ's here as well. And once again, the audience has shamed DQ into wearing Arkansas clothes.
Bullied her into
it. Which is really unfortunate. I would have doubled down and worn Alabama today. But
first thing out of the box this morning, Dale walked by. I didn't think you owned anything from Arkansas.
Ah, you see.
I actually own a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so this is
what I'm feeling. Yesterday I wanted to wear blue. And so there was the Kentucky one or the Auburn one. Or the Florida one.
Oh,
you could have gone Gators.
Florida this weekend.
They played Florida this weekend.
I picked Kentucky.
Chomp, chomp. Florida takes out three colors this weekend because they have blue and orange, and then the Gators green.
You do hate orange.
It's just the Texas orange is a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot. So is the Tennessee orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it is orange.
I don't think the audience should have any say in what you wear in there.
I don't either.
My personal opinion.
I don't think about the audience when I'm deciding what to wear.
So you'll take that.
Wow.
Keith and Bentonville.
Well, I'm keeping up with this. I think this is three times this has happened. Now.
Keith and Bentonville, shots fired early. He says, I didn't know Patagonia made University
there
of Arkansas
it is.
Swag.
There it is. You can stop by here on the, like Keith, on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 866-285-4005. These people have had their pound of flesh, DQ. Don't give in to them. You just do it.
Do your thing.
Protect your peace, all right? That's what you got to do in there. Protect your peace.
Hey, we got to keep the recruits in mind. There's a big one on campus this weekend for John Calipari. So
this weekend?
This weekend.
You want us to say nice things?
Well, according to Hogballer and Jerry down in Alma, we have to think about the recruits.
Do you realize that of all the times we've been doing this, we've heard from two people that don't like it?
I know.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
It's not bad.
I mean, there's a lot of people that would kill to have two people that didn't like what they were doing. I mean, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
98 of you are on board, but the two that don't, those you're like Michael Jordan over there. You're like, I took that personally.
I did. Boogie Flans. I'm personally rooting for Boogie to land.
Boogie
Fland.
Boogie Woogie.
On campus this weekend. Hey, they got one last night, so Calipari's got a new toy.
The Chicken Man.
Yep.
All together now. What do we say? Thank you, Chicken Man. There we go. All right. That's what we do now, okay? Just like a kid at Halloween. You know, that has to be prompted. What do we say, little Eddie?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chicken Man.
There you go. DQ, Jesse in Mountain Home wants to know if you stole a homeless guy's Razorback sweatshirt from out in front of Lululemon.
Ouch.
No.
Okay.
Actually, this was a gift.
You have stolen people's clothing at Lululemon.
Ouch.
No.
Also, this side project for some of you to work on there. I'm looking for those pants, the ABC pants, but the cheap version. If anybody could,
I thought you found them.
They're okay. They're not perfect.
I got you.
If anybody can point me in the right direction, I greatly would appreciate that. You know, like you can get the Yeti cup, or you can get the cheaper one at Sam's for like $20. That kind of thing. It's the same product. It's just inexpensive. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
What does this say? That's the answer to your prayer.
What does this say? Oh yeah, that's right. I looked there, and they had them. They had this is hard to describe. The sizes they had were 27 waist and 52 waist. Mm. That's it. Everything else was gone.
Yeah. You're not either of those.
No, I'm not. No. Now, I'm working my way to 52, right. But I am a long way from 27. I guess we need to get a little restock going, and then I'll try again. But you're right. Those are the ones I have that I really like. Zach passing notes in class here.
What? I was just trying to help you out.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate that very much here. Thank you.
DC, you can't say that.
You are you're on fire today.
Yeah, you guys, what happened last night? Everybody's mad.
I don't know. They got a commitment. Everybody got pissed off about stuff. I don't understand.
All right, so every time we get a recruit in basketball, we have to say,
what do we say? Thank you, Chicken Man. That's right.
Okay. All right.
So, we could go over there and knock on his door and thank him in person. You know, a little care package.
Right, lives right over there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He could pop in here anytime he wanted to, if he was ever bored. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. Wouldn't be too much of an inconvenience.
So. No.
That's right. All right, here. Let's see here. Our line is open, 866-285-4005. That's how you can join us here. But Zach was telling me this earlier, and we were trying to come up with the worst marketing flops, and if this is still the reigning champion. 39 years ago today, New Coke premiered. Yep. Now, some of you don't know what that means.
Some of you weren't around.
Some of you weren't. I was barely around.
I was very much around.
But New Coke, they an explanation on New Coke, and then I have a theory. New Coke, they are going to, they basically made a new soda, Coke, a new formula. And this thing died on the vine. It was so unpopular.
78 days, and they went back to the old recipe.
Coca-Cola Classic.
Now, as someone who lived through this,
yes.
We were very excited about New Coke. There was a large marketing scheme that started with the Super Bowl in January of 85. The 49ers Dolphins Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
And there was this huge rollout, and everybody was excited. And then we tried it.
Yeah.
And it was gross. It was gross.
Yeah. Now, I, in the 90s, growing up, I was drinking about four a day, like four cans of Coke a day. And I will swear to you, to my dying day, every now and then, they'd put one in there with the old, with the new Coke in the classic red can.
Oh, yeah.
In the 90s.
You got to get rid of the inventory. So, yeah.
Because every now and then one tasted like Pepsi. And I'm like, what's going on here?
They had all the syrup and the ingredients. You had to get rid of it.
I'm convinced of that. Okay. Maybe they still do it. I don't know. I haven't bought a 12-pack of Cokes in like 20 years or something like that. So, I don't know. But I'm convinced every now and then there would be one in the box that was like, hey, this is we'll sneak this in on them. They'll never know.
Yeah. The Max Headroom was the spokesman for New Coke.
I thought he was the Pepsi guy. Was he the New Coke guy?
Yep.
So then we were trying to come up with, well, for like DQ's generation, like, I don't know if New Coke is like the reigning champion of
they
flop.
They have no idea what we're talking about.
Reigning champion of flop, you came up with a good one. The Fire Festival.
Yeah, Fire Festival. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was a big business flop.
Like, when you think, like, the biggest business thing, DQ, that has ever, like, tanked, Fire Festival, what does that come to mind?
Yeah.
You're too young
but
for
I don't
Enron.
Know if, I don't know if the Fire Festival, because I only heard about it afterward, during.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well,
that is certainly one that comes to mind.
Theranos.
Theranos is a good one,
Theranos
too.
Theranos was bad.
Yeah. But I don't think we really learned about that until, like, well after the fact, either. Like, New Coke was in our face right away, and then we hated it, and then they had to do some serious Deion Sanders backpedaling. You know what I mean? So, the worst marketing idea you can think of, if you're really old, the Edsel is the worst. I mean, the Edsel is a car that came out in the 50s.
Remember the Edsel, it's time.
It was a piece of crap.
You're about ready to go to dinner.
Right, right. It wasn't like the Pinto that blew up all the time, but it was just a bad car. And they screwed it up. And for a long time, you know, that was the worst idea that anyone's ever come up with. So we're looking for that. What's the worst idea? New Coke's pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Enron. Whoops.
Yeah, not great.
That's not good.
Not great. Not great.
Yeah. When you think flop, What do you think of
it? Chad Morris. 64 degrees.
Oh, the cicadas.
John Pelfrey.
More broader than sports. You know, think global, not local.
Tie.
That's incorrect. No. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
Crypto. That stings.
Yeah, that
stings a little.
That's good. That's a good suggestion. What a night in the association. One of the best in a long time. We'll talk about it coming up here in a minute. Zach's Knicks, man.
Oh, yeah, how about that? I fell asleep right after they took the lead.
Look at that. Well, you did. You saw the good part.
Yeah, I did.
We'll be right back.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
All right, I love some of the replies coming in here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Here's one from Batesville. Too much Coke talk considering Pepsi is significantly better. All right. Crypto, we talked about that. Hacker brings up Hands Across America.
Okay, well, Hands Across America was a fundraiser. It was actually part of that.
Yes?
It was actually successful. We did it. But You only did it once. It was, you know, kind of a fundraiser awareness raising thing.
Yeah. Crystal Pepsi.
That was bad.
Yeah. Let's see here. Brian in Cave Springs is listening to us loud and clear from Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, saw that.
The Rocket City. Check it in.
Sam?
Here's a vote from Tennessee on the McLarty New Hotline. Every Marvel movie after 2020.
Ooh, DQ, you're a big Jersey Shore fan. That's what Marvel is. It's the Jersey Shore superheroes.
Yeah,
I'm not even a big fan. I
DC
don't know where
is the only way to go.
I don't know where you've gotten this
Any
idea.
Of these superhero movies, it's just the Kardashians at this point. Yeah, there are no new ideas. It's all just the same drivel over and over again.
I mean, when they did, like...
Unless it's Batman.
When they did, like, Civil War, Endgame, and then the other one.
Yep.
That was their peak, and I don't think Marvel will ever be able to reach that ever again.
No, because they got that guy Thermos still running around, or whatever his name is.
I think he died.
Did he?
Well, there's a spoiler.
It's the only
That movie came out in 2019, maybe.
A Marvel movie is the only movie I've ever fallen asleep in.
They're long.
They're long and just
Murder on the Orient Express. Fell asleep. Okay. It was the first time I went to a movie with those reclining chairs.
Yeah, see, that was a bad move.
It's Entrapment.
Yeah, they do.
It's dark in there. I'm reclined. I'm relaxed. I'm falling asleep.
If they really wanted you to go to fall asleep, they'd have them slightly vibrate and have them warm.
Yeah,
I would fall right.
Like a dental chair.
Rent a blanket on your way in.
Yeah, that's pretty. Oh, nice. Well, let's make sure those blankets are clean, sanitized, please.
I think they let you take the blanket home. I think they're always clean.
As a parting gift.
There you go.
Yeah, very good. A souvenir. Here's a text. Private submarine companies have not done well lately. Yeah. No, they haven't. Let's see here. Okay, let's see what this says here.
Hmm.
Yeah, Crystal Pepsi, Stephen Fort Smith, check it in on the McCarty Hotline. Thank you.
What the point of Crystal Pepsi was? I don't know if it was to compete with like 7 Up and Sprite.
And also like Zima was popular then. And I know Zima was alcoholic, but it was still like we were into clear sodas in the
90s. Yeah, it was really weird.
We were into clear drinks for some reason that I'm not quite clear about here.
Yeah. Dr. K brings up a good point. If they did the blanket thing, I'd have to bring my own and they'd be ironed.
I
ironed my sheets last night.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
What?
I
met somebody who also irons their sheets.
A woman?
No.
Okay, well.
And we had a long discussion about this and we decided that we are right and the rest of you are wrong.
Okay. Renault LeCar?
Still making them, I think.
Oh, what about the Mercur?
Now, that's different.
The XR4 Ti? That's a piece of crap.
The Le Car was a hatchback that was, it was like to compete with the Ford Fiesta.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
The Geo Metro. We don't have those anymore.
Remember when the Yugos came out that stuff? I knew a few people that had a Le Car.
Yeah. The Le Car. What a name.
Well, it means... DQ, what does Le Car mean?
The car.
That's right.
Hey!
Ding, ding, ding.
She learned something.
Ring the bell. Last night was just a terrific night of sports television. And, man, TNT got the goods last night. Both those games were good. The endings were spectacular. However, I want to start with... Zach's beloved Knicks.
Mm.
And this is how the great Mike Breen described the closing seconds on MSG with, Walt Clyde on the commentary side.
DiVincenzo, corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer. Shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose. And Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Bang.
I fell asleep right after that, and then I saw the replay this morning. Look, the Sixers blew it.
Absolutely.
The Knicks didn't win the game. The Sixers blew it.
Well, there's in that scramble play, did Maxey get knocked over? It's the playoffs. Yeah. Come on, let them play. You know, they let the players decide it. People gripe. They over-officiate. People gripe. That's a play on for me. And it's one of those, I know it's a first round and all, but it's one of those great Garden moments. You know, it's like Larry Johnson all of a sudden.
Yeah, but it's got to lead to something.
Right, well, you got to win the series now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, both the games last night, forget Cleveland and Orlando. Nobody cares. I mean, it's on NBA TV for a reason, okay? Let's be grown-ups here, all right? Let's be adults. Come on. There's a reason it's over there. But, I mean, these series are so different if it's 1-1.
Sure, you're heading back to Philadelphia, 1-1.
Both of them are 1-1, and now it's 2-0, and, you know, and Embiid is, yeah, I mean, what's going on there? Does he look right? I mean, there's a lot going on there. But this Knicks team, man, is something.
Now,
there's something.
Josefa has just asked, how did I become a Knicks fan? I needed an NBA team. I needed something to root for. I didn't have an NBA team. I decided on the Knicks before they were good. They had missed the playoffs the year before. I'm like, you know, the Knicks and... I like Jalen Brunson, and
he's great.
Sure enough, the
DiVincenzo. How you win in this league? You got to have the right stars with the right complementary pieces. If you can figure out that equation, you're going to go far.
The Knicks don't have the stars to do it.
They don't have the stars to go all the way.
They've got Jalen Brunson, and that's it. DiVincenzo, when they signed him, I was like, I don't know.
It's a good piece.
For the majority of the regular season, he was fine. But I'm telling you, that this is the Ewing theory. The minute that Julius Randle left and got hurt and decided to have shoulder surgery, they got better instantly.
Yeah.
The most inefficient player in the league has been taken out of the equation. Gifted player, but wildly inefficient. And this team, everything now runs through Jalen Brunson.
So
Ananobi's good. DiVincenzo's good. Mitchell Robinson's fine. But Hart's fine. But they just don't have another guy. And Jalen Brunson being 6'1", it's hard for him to take over a game. He's like Trae Young.
Yeah.
But they're fun to watch. The Knicks they got out of that hell that they were in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Where they were in cap hell every single year.
Right. Yeah. So they are, they're up 2-0. And so that's game one on TNT. And then you're like, okay, well, that's pretty good. Then Lakers Nuggets comes on.
Huh.
And the Nuggets were down 20.
Yeah, they were.
In the second half. And then, they came back, and they're on the home court. And this is how it sounded on Nuggets radio.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray got it to Hart. Denver bounced the comeback. They come back from 20 points down. They win game number two. 101-99 is the final. And the Lakers can take that out.
See, that's nice.
That's good. That's good.
Did Jamal Murray credit John Calipari, the new Arkansas coach, for hitting that shot last night? That's all people around here want to know.
No, but this gave me great joy. I, as you know, bathe in the bucket of tears of other fan bases that are miserable. And when Laker fans are miserable and when the Lakers are miserable, it makes me feel very good. And all they were doing after the game was griping about officiating. And, you know, LeBron's calling out the replay center and Anthony Davis has the poo-poo lip. Now, all that being said, they'll win game three.
Probably.
And the Nuggets are going to wrap this up in five. That's what's going to happen here. But, I mean, again, 2-0 is so different from 1-1 going back to crypto.com for the Nuggets. It is spectacular. And just to hear... Zach, to hear the Lakers crying so much after this game, just Darwin Ham all the way down. Oh, it's just it.
The Lakers.
It spoke to me.
The Lakers are the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. They believe that their place is in the Western Conference Finals. Minimum, they should just be handed that. Mm. If you're a Lakers fan, you had no imagination as a kid, especially around here. You just chose the best team of your childhood. You have zero imagination. You weren't there for the tough times. Like I was for 21 games. I'm not a LeBron fan because I don't think he's the comparisons to Michael Jordan are laughable.
Yeah.
And I always go back to this. And LeBron is a very talented player. However, Michael Jordan's the greatest player that's ever lived. End of story. The debate is not. Michael Jordan played in an era in which there were stars on top of stars on top of stars. He was the best of them. There was no debate who the best player in the NBA was. It was Michael Jordan. With LeBron, you know, at a given time, he might have been the best player, but that window was very, very short.
Right.
I mean, he played with Duncan and Curry and you name it. And Michael Jordan's greatest player ever. I get tired of the, you know, the whining. You were up 20, man. You were up 20. If you blow a 20-point lead, it's not because of the officials.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, and one of the things I enjoy doing in the playoffs is because I can't stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning. So in the morning, they replay inside the NBA. And I got to hear what Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq have to say about these games. And this morning, they're like, so the Nuggets are struggling. And the Lakers are up 20. And the Lakers are doubling Jokic. And the other guys get hot.
Yep.
And then here they come.
Yeah, here they come.
And here they come. Like, why would strategically? They got out-strategized by Michael Malone. And that's ultimately what is bothering LeBron and the Lakers. They are so arrogant. They don't feel like a guy named Michael Malone should be able to out-strategize them. And yet that's exactly what happened. And it's been 10 in a row. The Nuggets have beaten the Lakers 10 times in a row. Now, game three, the Lakers are going to win. But this is the Nuggets series. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, I agree.
And it's fantastic.
Oh,
we can send that crybaby to the Cayman Islands and move on with the playoffs, which I love.
One other note, and this is worth keeping an eye on. You pointed this out. Heston Kerstad got called up.
Yes.
He's up with the Orioles. Yeah. He had a short stint last year. With the Orioles, hit a home run.
Would you call it a cup of coffee?
Yeah,
is that
sure,
what they say?
Yeah. He was hitting. He's too good to keep in the minors. Yeah. And the Orioles, it's another top 10 prospect that they are just Cadillacing now.
How do they not at some point here win a championship? They have the most talent there is. In the whole sport.
Here's the problem. They can hit the ball with anybody. Their pitching is okay. I fully expect that Mason Miller, the guy we saw throwing 103 mile an hour yesterday, will be a Yankee, a Dodger, or an Oriole before the year is over. The Orioles have enough. They have enough in their farm system that they can go get whoever they want. But when you think about Gunnar Henderson, who was the number one prospect in his class, then you roll out Jackson Holliday and Adley Rutschman, and now you're bringing up Kerstad. Those are four top 10 prospects, and there's been Now, Jackson Holliday has struggled the first couple of weeks of the season, but, man, it's just prospect after prospect after prospect. And as a person who has a team that he used to root for in the AL East, this makes me physically ill.
Well, I mean, they got a window. I mean, like, you can have all the talent in the world, but what's the point if they're not going to get to a series at some point here? And the window's wide open
right
now.
Short. Their pitching can't carry them right now. They don't have the bullpen, and their starting pitching.
Well, they got to shore that up before all these hitters move on to get bigger deals.
It's good enough to get them to the playoffs, like last year. They were good enough to get to the playoffs last year, but they don't have that guy that you look at. And I know Burns is probably the closest thing they have. He's a hell of a pitcher, but this makes me physically ill because,
well,
nobody's beating them.
Let me, I've got another positive thing to tell you here regarding Jokic. He goes for over 20 points, boards, and 10 assists last night. Here are the lists in the playoffs all time, 70 some odd season of the NBA. Here are the men who have done that in the playoffs: Jokic, Kareem, Wilt, Dave Cowens. That's the list.
That's good. That's good.
I don't know how you could find that guy boring. I mean, he is one of.
And then his brother started beating Laker fans last night.
Well, they probably had it coming. Yeah. I mean, you never hear that. And whenever there's a fight in the stand, somebody said something stupid. You never, and that person usually gets a pass. I don't know. A tremendous thing last night. Here's a text from Harrison. Why did the Lakers go away from AD in the fourth quarter? He was wearing out the Joker.
Great question.
I don't know. I mean, why did they double Joker and all those other shooters got hot in the fourth quarter? I don't know. I mean, maybe the brain trust of LeBron and Darwin Ham they had that game. They had that game. You're up 20 in the second half. Even in that league, you
didn't
win.
You didn't lose because the refs took it away
from
you.
No, absolutely not.
Not up 20.
No.
You lost because you got beat by a better team.
You got out-strategized. And it's, it makes me feel so good. We had another text here of someone feeling a great delight in this. Here's a fun text from Bailey out in Denver. The Lakers lost. The Yankees got beat 2-0 by the A's. Rough day for Duke fans.
That's a great
exactly. But it's just so great. And it's just, I enjoy when the people who think they're smarter than everyone else, like LeBron, get knocked down. That gives me great delight because they're not smarter than everybody else. I mean, there are other people better in this sport that are, you know, I mean, the Nuggets have a title for crying out loud.
He's one of the 10 best to ever do it. No question.
But he thinks he is like the greatest personnel man and player of the history of Earth.
He likes to play with his friends.
And he ain't.
He likes to play with his friends. And AD is one of his buddies. And man, he's a phenomenal talent. He is probably one of the, you know, again, one of the top three or four in this generation. Steph's up there, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's great.
But his mouth gets him in the way. And it's why, you know, cursory NBA fans, it's why the casual fan absolutely can't stand him.
I can't. I loved every bit of it. I loved hearing the crying afterwards. I loved it all.
You're up 20, man. You can't blow a 20-point lead. You can't do it.
Yeah. And this playoff basketball is living up to it from a standpoint. You know, not all the games have been like last night. But what I mean by living up to playoff basketball, they're letting them play basketball. You know, it's not 43s a game. You know,
interesting
what I mean?
Theory here from Hacker. They're throwing the series to get in draft position to get Bronny.
You know, that would be his next great personnel
move. Absolutely.
If it falls apart, wouldn't it?
Brian and Gravit would like to do Orioles corner every day. You know what, Brian? Go soak your head. We're not talking about your Orioles.
Well, Rusty's talking about the Orioles.
Take Rusty with you.
He spent some time in Baltimore. He knows the O's.
I hate the Orioles. I hate the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Rays.
You like their hat, though?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
I do like the hat.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
We could talk about almost anything, and man, the thing lights up here. This is so exciting. It warms my heart.
Have you been watching, or I guess paying attention to the Snacks Johnson thing?
Okay, so once again, I heard that he was offered a pay cut. That's why he left.
Okay,
I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
Okay, so to bring, if you haven't been following, to bring you up to speed, Snacks Johnson was a slot corner, part-time defensive back for Arkansas last
year.
He's a fine player. He got into it during the winter months, December, January, February with Missouri fans.
Right. Yeah.
He's saying he was all Arkansas, all this. Well, he announces after the spring that he's going into the transfer portal.
Right.
And that's when it got interesting. Scooter Harris jumps on Twitter and it just says, all Arkansas, huh? No context to the tweet, but obviously aimed at Snacks Johnson and whatever. I don't begrudge, you know, in today's NIL and portal world, you can do whatever you want. You know, what happened yesterday means nothing. But and there are a lot of rumors running around as to why he is going to.
It's become the default now that when someone leaves, it's like, so like with fans, the default is if you lose, well, it's a ref's fault. Well, now the default to make fans feel better if a player leaves is, oh, well, they weren't getting enough NIL. That's probably the default.
Yeah.
And I don't know how often it's true, but that's the default.
And what I think to be accurate is that he got beat out and that he was going to go into the summer camp number two or three or four, whatever, on the depth chart. And it's just that time of year. Yeah. It is surprising that a guy who jumped out very publicly saying, all Arkansas and really, you know, doing the whole Arkansas thing, is the first one to jump into the portal of note in this cycle. Don't regret. I mean, if he winds up at LSU or somewhere, if he winds up, great. That's on him. That it's his business. We are in the era where you can have a guy play for six different teams in six different years. You're at that point in college football where some of these guys are making their first job out of college football.
Yeah.
They're making it a career, and they're going to make good money doing it. Yeah. More money than most of the kids who go to school for 4 years and then graduate. And it's not a dumb idea. If you can stretch this thing, there's a guy down in Miami, he's been in college for 9 years.
Yeah.
He's going to be 30.
Yeah.
And he's going to, and he's still playing college football. But I find it fascinating how quickly that you just turn. It's like, screw you.
You mean the fans?
Yeah, well, not just the fans, but, you know, Scooter Harris is jumping on there. And then you've got this back and forth between him and players on the team. It's a very odd time. And it's not the college football that I grew up with where you had a guy for 4 years. You recruited a Matt Jones, and he was there for 3 or 4 years. You sort of grew up with him, or you watched him grow up in front of you. Now it's, you know, it's interchangeable parts. You probably have 25 to 30% of your roster every year that you know. The other 65 to 70% are guys that came from other places.
Yeah. I mean, again, we've been talking about this for years, the old Jerry Seinfeld routine. You're just rooting for laundry. I mean, that's really, like, if you're a fan, you don't know these people.
No.
You don't know any. I mean, you knew them a little bit in the era you're describing, but you don't know who these people are.
No.
I mean, it'll take you 7 games to learn the numbers of the regular players. So, I mean, it's all just rooting for laundry, which makes me laugh even harder when people get upset about the clothes people wear on these various shows or whatever. It's like, dude, it's all just laundry anyway. Who cares?
And we are so we're so misinformed about some of their situation. I'll use Connor Vanover as an example. Connor Vanover transferred. He went to Baptist Prep down in the Little Rock area. Goes to California, the University of, to play his freshman year of basketball. He petitions the NCAA because he had a family member that was ill and he wanted to move back closer to home and he wanted the waiver. Well, as soon as he jumps into the, as soon as he transfers, I mean, people in California are just, oh, you traitor, you this, you that. It's like, no, he's trying to go home and be closer to his family. Some of this, and let's just use, and I just want everybody to know I'm speaking in a vacuum here. I'm using Snacks as an example. Let's say he, and I firmly, I would believe this, that roster poaching is the biggest problem in college football today. But let's say somebody came to Derek and said, you know what? I'm willing to offer you twice what you're making now.
Bye.
Okay.
See you later.
99% of us would do the exact same thing.
Right.
Now, he may be leaving for a better situation, a situation where he can play and earn a little bit more money. Right. And any one of us would do the exact same thing.
Right,
but because it's happening to your team, it becomes very personal.
Yes, that's right.
And that's I find that relationship absolutely, it's fascinating to me because we love you, win or tie.
Yeah.
you decide to go, you know, pop up and go somewhere else. It's better for you. It's a more stable. Like, think, what's his name? The kid from Colorado, the corner. You know, the five-star corner. It was the highest guy that Deion had recruited. Well, now he's in the portal. He wants to go somewhere that's a serious program.
Right.
Well, you know, Deion, you know, probably privately didn't have some very nice things to say, but publicly wish him well and on you go. But, man, we're in a very weird situation where at the end of every season, sometimes before the season ends, guys are going to be looking to get out. I can tell you that with 1,000% certainty that there were people talking to Rocket Sanders in September of last year. I know that for a fact, that there were people talking to Rocket Sanders in September, and it's all legal. It is all legal. You can call. There's a guy that can call Taylen Green tomorrow and say, "Hey, dude, we'll offer you this." He jumps in the portal and he's gone.
Yeah, and you know, it works. Here's the thing too that's kind of bizarre, is so it works both ways. So if you are not doing well, and your team is not doing well, someone may reach out. And I also think, like, if you have a big game in a showcase non-con game, like Oklahoma State, I think people may reach out then, too,
sure.
Right?
And you also have to realize that these kids, when I say kids, I mean these young men, are and women. I mean, it happens in women's sports as well. They're not as savvy. I mean, they've got a team around them. And each one of those people probably has their own interests ahead of the interests of the athlete. They're going to move an athlete to a place where they can make more money. And when I say they, I'm talking about the agent or the you know the family members. Right. It's a very wild situation now, where you've got a group of people around a young man. It's not the young man's decision only anymore. You know, at the end of the day, they're going to say, "Well, it's his decision." But they're you know, it's all in how you present it now. Well, you know, well, school A is offering this, but you know, school B.
And each of these players are their own. A corporation,
sure,
and there's a payroll to meet. If you have agents, if you have trainers and all that stuff, well, you got to pay these people.
Yeah, you do.
And so you got to get the most money for the situation. It's no different than pro sports, except you have to go to class.
Well, it's a
for a reason that I'm not quite sure of anymore.
In pro sports, you have rules on player movement. Player movement is restricted to a certain part.
That part is different. Yes, but.
This is not the game that this is why college athletics to me is eventually going to lose traction if they do not fix this, because you are getting to a point in the pros. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, you know Tua is your quarterback next year.
Yeah.
And he can't just up and leave you for a better deal. Now he can make a lot of noise and he can get himself traded, but the organization still has control over that. In college, if a guy gets pissed off one day and has a bad game, he can up and leave you in the middle of a season. Yeah. Say, you know what? I'm jumping into the portal. Now, he can't even
look
what
Jersey did, the women's team.
And that's a very odd circumstance, because she almost got herself into a situation where she had to sit out a year due to the rules. And she was advised incorrectly, and that ultimately got straightened out where she will be eligible. But I mean, that use Jersey as an example. I mean, just decide, you know, because things aren't going your way, and you're not being used the way you think you should, you're gonna go, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm just gonna jump in the portal and see who wants to use me the way I want. The players have all of the leverage in the negotiation.
Yes, they do.
In the negotiation part of it. And I've talked to enough coaches about this. They are getting frustrated. You're seeing a lot of the older guys. A lot of the really established coaches, the ones that were really good for the sport, leaving because they don't want to put up with it anymore. And it has nothing to do with paying the players. It has everything to do with the player movement. They're not interested in development anymore. They're simply looking to get as much money as possible up front.
And the other thing that happens is it's daily with guys coming into your office as a coach wanting more money. Daily.
Mm-hmm.
Not weekly.
Oh, yeah.
Not monthly. Not after a couple of good games, daily. Every day, someone comes into Sam Pittman's office wanting more money. Think about that.
Yeah?
Think about that. I mean, it doesn't...
Yeah, and,
you know,
and the threat is, if you don't, I'm leaving.
Right. So
and,
then...
And if you take a guy like Snacks Johnson. If he's in a situation, if he's your number two slot corner, or he's your number two boundary corner, whatever... That's a big loss. That's not something that you can just plug and play.
They've got a couple. I mean, there's a lot of things they need to do, but here are two quick suggestions. Number one, this letter of intent has got to become more like a contract than whatever it is, because it's pretty flimsy. There needs to be some sort of you sign up here, you're here for this term, this amount, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing is, and some places are already doing this, and they may be doing it here, you need a personnel department. The coach doesn't need to be messing around with this stuff.
A lot of schools now have a player personnel department.
You need a GM.
And a lawyer's going to have to explain this to me, because I don't understand why the schools couldn't write the rules to prohibit not the players, but the schools from doing things. If you're a member institution of the NCAA, it doesn't make any sense to me why if Derek represents Duke University, why Duke University and the other 100 and whatever football playing institutions there are can't write rules to prohibit themselves, not the players. The player wants to jump into the portal, that's fine. Have at it, man. But you prohibit the universities from doing certain things.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me why you can't do that. You're a member of an organization.
Yeah. Well, there's no collective bargaining, and there's no collective spirit. We're not all in this together. Every program wants to do what's best for them, and they don't care about anybody else.
Yeah, that's part of the
problem. In the NFL, it's a partnership. Ultimately, those 32 owners, 31, I guess, because the Packers, you know, those 31 owners all understand they're on the same team ultimately at the end of the day.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
It was fun when the Knicks won last night. Yeah. It was more fun when the Nuggets broke LeBron's heart, caused the Lakers to just cry and complain about the officiating last night, which I love, because that's what losers do, is they complain about the refs when they lose. And that's what they did. And it was wonderful. It was good for the soul to see that. Okay. Now, the Lakers will win game 3, but they're not winning the series. And that gives me that makes me happy. I bathe in the misery of certain people and teams in sports, and that's one of them. And it just makes me happy. University of Texas is on that list. And then there are certain individuals at various places who, when they're miserable, I do a little dance. Wow, so it's fun. All right. That's how I do it. 90% of sports is hating someone else's guts. Never forget that. 90%.
DQ, you on board, you on board with that?
No.
80?
Maybe for some people.
Yeah. Well, just like here, 90% of being a Hog fan is having stuff to complain about. Okay. Well, it is.
All right.
You know, that's the way it is. So that's the thing here. Let's see. Smack Daddy in Greenwood. You can text us at the McLarty No Hotline, as hundreds have today. And hundreds more will. 866-285-4005. If you're winning by 24 in the third quarter and you lose, it's not the ref's fault.
Thank you.
Well, it's a replay center. What are we doing here? That's what LeBron said. It's a replay center. They'll win game 3.
Oh, without question.
Back at what used to be Staples. But, well, I mean, they're
NBA,
not winning.
Look, the NBA's got to keep the Lakers in it.
Well, it's a gentleman's sweep. That's where we're going here.
Oh, that's what you're doing with
them? Yeah, 5. It's a gentleman's sweep. Yeah. Man, I love watching that replay in the morning of Inside the NBA. I'm not staying up till 1 o'clock to watch that deal.
Oh, toughen up!
But I'll watch it in the morning when I get up, and it's just, there has not been a studio show like that you can't miss since the NFL today, since Brent Phyllis and Irv Cross and Jimmy DeGree. I mean, you can't, if you want to just whatever you want. If you want them to talk about the game, they'll do that. If you want, you know, them dropping 5,000 ping pong balls on Barkley's head, they'll do that.
Yeah, okay. I saw the why were they dropping ping pong balls?
Well, anytime he guarantees something, they do something goofy like that. And then you got at halftime, Kenny runs over to the board to do the highlights, and then, you know, Charles runs with him sometimes.
I got you.
Shaq was burping last night. I mean, that show has everything that you could ever want. You can't miss it. It's so good.
Why was he burping?
Well, he said somebody made him some tea and it gave him a little gas bubble.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
He was blaming somebody there that made the tea. And EJ is just as good as a studio host as Busberger, honestly. I mean, he just keeps that thing as close to the rails as it can be.
He just needs to get out of the way.
Yeah,
he doesn't
have
to do anything.
Right. I love it. More tonight with on TNT. Not to carry their water, but they don't need our help. But I mean, you got Minnesota and Phoenix. Hey, we could see another crybaby go down 0-2 in the playoffs. Kevin Durant, if the Suns lose tonight.
Okay.
The Timberwolves.
Why? What are you? You just don't like him because he's got a lot of social media accounts. The burners.
He's a very you brought up Jordan earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the athletes that I watch to be secure and confident in who they are. And yes, you're going to have people take swings at you, but you use that as fuel,
mm-hmm.
and you don't complain about it all the time. And I just think Jordan and Brady and Peyton Manning, they all channeled the criticism and they rose above it and they didn't gripe about it all the time. And all these guys do is whine about stuff. And it's just, it's not for me. It's not for me. Yeah, I like Jokic. Jokic wants to just go home. So he wants to see his horse and go home. That's it.
He just wants to go home.
I like Giannis. I mean, these guys just played a game.
You don't like American basketball players, Derek. Why don't you go back where you came from?
Austin Reeves doesn't seem to complain all that much.
No,
and at one point, he may have had a fling with Taylor Swift. So that's not bad. Maybe. That's alleged.
DQ?
We don't know about that.
I think that's a legend.
Okay. We'll run with it. It makes the state look good. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She proximity to Grace.
She went to Newark once. I mean, that's
really?
Fun. No, I don't.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the first game. I think the Bucks the Bucks have been relegated to NBA TV tonight.
Yeah, they got the Pacers. It may have more to do with the Pacers, who completely no-showed in game one.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did.
Which is disappointing, because that's a fun team to watch when they're cooking.
Clippers Mavericks, the night game on TNT, 9 o'clock tonight.
That's a good one.
That is, I think that series could go the distance. I really believe that.
Come on now.
You don't think so?
Man.
You don't think Dallas has enough to keep that as a series?
Clip show is pretty good.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
Here's a good question.
Yeah.
Skeeter, I'm curious where you stand on Musselman now. If he ends up miserable at USC, will you be happy?
Hell, he was miserable here. what do you want?
Well, now, if he's miserable at USC, that means they're losing, right? So that would make me happy.
I don't know. He was pretty miserable here, too, when they'd win. I mean, I don't know. I don't think about him too much. I think about the Roman Empire more than I think about Eric Patrick Musselman. Now, I'm going to be honest with you on that.
DQ, have you thought about the game today?
Stop. I don't like this.
Yeah. And then Andrew and Lowell points out, and it's the complete opposite on ESPN. You totally avoid their pregame and halftime show.
Yeah, they suck.
They've never been able to figure it out.
Mm-mm.
But it's not all their fault, because the competition has the greatest studio show, you know, since the NFL today. So
they ran into it. I don't know if you remember the early days with Chuck and Kenny and Shaq. It was very straight laced, and then all of a sudden they had one night, and it's like the SNL thing last week with Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah,
like the only thing we are waiting for now is them to start cracking up. It's the same thing with the TNT TBS the halftime show.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for the jokes.
But it's a mixture, right? Like they'll go through the highlights and all the stuff they're supposed to do, and then they goof around. They got it all for you.
Here's a guy who says Dame Lillard is an American superstar that never complains about the rest.
I do like him. I do like him. I've always liked him as well.
He's on your Bucks.
That's right, yeah.
Jalen Brunson is a superstar.
Yeah. Because there's just a lot of guys to watch, man.
There's
a lot of guys to keep up with. This is a great time.
The NBA is in a very healthy position right now. It probably since the 80s, where you've had teams, the stars are spread out.
Yeah, they are.
They broke up the super team thing.
Well, it didn't work all that much. It worked for one guy, but not, you know.
I mean, Durant got a ring with Golden State. Yeah. Shaq. Or not,
but
Shaq,
the Nets totally failed.
The Nets failed. That was the wrong mix of guys. But I mean, LeBron got what, 3-2 with the Heat. Yeah. He got one in the bubble. You know,
yeah.
It's nice to see everybody's got somebody.
Everybody's got dudes. Yeah, it's great. It is. It's fun to watch. And I may see some of this later on. Of course, we got Hockey Corner coming up at 45 after the hour, so we'll let you know what's going on there. No major dramatics last night, although some guys dropped gloves in a playoff game, which doesn't happen very often last night.
Because it's double the penalties.
Yeah.
They don't like that when you're fighting in the.
I think it was the Islander game, Islander Carolina. And it seems like they play every year in the playoffs, so they probably just totally hate each other's guts by now, which would make sense. So, I don't know. But we'll get into all that coming up here in a little bit. Hockey Corner here on Ruskin and Zach. You can, again, join us on the McLarty Dino Hotline, 866-285-4005 is how you can reach out to us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Let's see here. What's going on? We were talking about names earlier. We were talking about, the thing, baseball is coming up there in a little while for some of you.
Mm-hmm.
5:30 is the pre on that, right?
Yep.
With Phil down there in North Little Rock.
The notes
made no indication that Bubba made the trip, so I don't know one way or the other if he's going to be there or not. I don't know.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this the other day. Bubba needs to start making some road trips. And I know he's got a business and all of this, but Phil's great on his own. But like on a day like last Saturday, where Phil's got to do 9 hours by himself,
yeah,
he needs Bubba in there to bail him out.
Listen, that is the most powerful elixir in our business. Think about that. Phil had the airwaves of this and other stations all to himself for like 7 hours on Saturday.
It was crazy.
Do you know how cool that is in our industry? You
doesn't
know how
much of it.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. That's like times a million the night that I was doing the softball finals on a big station in the state. And the baseball finals were in Conway and they got rained out and they were like deciding like, well, are we going to go to softball or for the rest of the night, or are we going to go to the NBA playoffs? And they text me like, you got it, dude. And for like 3 hours, I had 100,000 watts and me.
It's nothing. There's nothing like it.
Oh, what a moment. What a moment. Let's see here. 13th game in Dickey Stevens Park for the Razorbacks. And other than the pandemic years, they've played there every year since 2010. And they are 10-2. In that ballpark. They haven't lost since, let's see here. Well, they lost last year to Lipscomb there.
And there you go.
So they haven't lost since last year there. They've never played UAPB there in the time at Dickey Stevens. But, so that's what's going on there. Ben Bibee is starting.
No relation to Darby. I'm obligated to say that.
No, but maybe distantly. Very, very distantly. But
somewhere in the Bibee camp.
Yeah. Arkansas Pine Bluff is 4-14 in their league, the SWAC, and they are 13-26 overall, and they will start Jordan Jones tonight. So Ben Bibee needs to put some zeros up. He's got an ERA over 6. We need to make that look a little nicer.
When they play these games, it always takes them like 2 or 3 innings to adjust to the speed, because the fastballs that they're facing now are in the 80s to 90s. Yeah. Now it's going to be like the low 70s to the low 80s.
Oh, yeah, for the hitters. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It takes a little bit to kind of catch up. So don't get alarmed if it's 0-0 after 3.
Right. Or, of course, it could be 12-0 after 3.
It also could be. And it could be a short
night. You never know with this game. And then Florida's coming in here this weekend. And, as the weather situation evolves, we'll keep you updated on the schedule with all that stuff. So that's a big conference, a big chance to get another series win this weekend for the Razorbacks.
Here's a text on the 479 on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. I heard you guys mention the game. Did I tell you all I told my kids my last words to them were going to be, love you, the game? Seems like the ultimate win to me.
And you win and then they lose because they thought about the game.
Is that fair, DQ?
I guess that would be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But is it so just?
That's when question. I ask you about it, that's fair. You just don't like it.
I don't log it.
You should.
It doesn't count.
Because you just
did. No, because
did.
It doesn't count. Because you're making it your mission to bug me.
Yes. DQ, that has been my mission for
the better part of
but
4 years.
But this is a serious one because I have to write it down. Does that make sense?
Write what down?
My law.
Go ahead. Write it down.
I'm not writing it down.
You just thought about it.
I'm not going to write it down.
You should.
I'm not going to write it down if I think about it during this show.
Hear ye.
Because it's being provoked.
Got the gavel out.
DQ is cheating at the game.
Wow. Overruled.
Them's the rules.
Overruled. All right. 14 after the hour. I got another baseball sentiment. You know, all this groupthink goes on with baseball. It's okay to have another. You're not a bad fan if you're concerned about things. That doesn't make you a bad fan. We'll talk about all this coming up here in just a little bit.
There's a texter that says, DQ, you played fast and loose with the game, and now they've all lost because of you.
I was just explaining it.
What?
You know, every time you bring up the game, everybody in the audience loses.
I know. Isn't it great?
And you lose.
I don't play the game. Well, I don't play the game.
No.
You play the game.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk about it. You're playing.
Yeah.
Talk about what?
So you lose.
The game.
The game. See, he brought it up. Wasn't me. yeah, at 4:15, you'll have to log Zach bugged me.
I mean, if DQ had to log every time you bugged her, I mean, there's not enough paper in the building.
Also true.
You're going to have to run to the office store and get more pins.
Abner wants to know if he can keep a game log for DQ. Yes.
No.
Yes, go ahead.
Abner's causing enough trouble around here with all the logging he's doing. I mean,
he sent me another group of drops today that I've got to cut up.
He's causing some real dissension among the ranks with these with these drops.
No. He's creating a lot of dissension among, well, her, not you.
Well, and the ones from you don't put in.
That's correct.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, you know what? Hate the player, not the game. I don't know. Did I say that right?
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.